5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's such a parenting problem, and I know that I'm not alone, but I really could use some advice about it. How do you get your toddler to take their naps and go to sleep? It's Anna and Raven. Dakota has always been a bad sleeper. She's my 2-year-old. But now, when we have to put her down for a nap, It is like, it's like we're at war with each other. And she's like a stage like 5 clinger. She puts her feet and her legs around us like she's a spider monkey. And she refuses to be put into the crib. And she like holds on and she grabs your neck skin. And she screams in your ear like, ah, no, no!
Who has neck skin?
What's going
on with that?
She will grab a handful of neck skin with her little tiny dagger fingers, and she will pull it, and she will do everything in her power to refuse that
and
nap.
Then what? So, when she's climbing on you and clinging on you like one of those koala pencil toppers,
yes,
and you drag her upstairs to the bedroom, whatever, what do? Does one of you open the door, and then the other one just kind of chucks her in there, and then you slam it behind you real quick? Because I would imagine she doesn't relent the minute you get her to a crib.
No. She freaks out, and now she started jumping out of the crib.
Right.
So now I don't even know what to do because I feel like she's too young for the toddler bed. So this is what the experts say to do because, wait for it, I'm doing the worst thing you can do. The first thing?
The first thing you want to do is make sure you burn off all that extra energy before nap time.
It's like a marathon in my house before nap time. She's running around. I'm letting her outside run laps. I'm like, go, baby, go.
Right. I mean, how could you burn off more energy than that?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you didn't physically have a hamster wheel human size in your house, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
that's impossible. It's
like
an impossible task.
Course. It's like she's doing a Spartan race every morning before nap. I'm like, all right, keep going, baby, keep going.
Right.
To the point where she can't even keep her eyes open. Okay, second thing they say to do, but she still does.
Next, you want to keep a consistent routine every day for your toddler.
We're in a pandemic. She just stays home.
The whole routine is the same. It's all consistent. All right, go nowhere. We do nothing.
We're going to watch Disney. Yep, that's Mickey. That's Minnie. They're your favorite.
1 o'clock, nap time.
This is the biggest problem, though, and this is what the experts say you should and shouldn't do.
So you want to make sure that naps occur in the same place as night sleep. Really try your hardest to not have that nap be in the stroller or in the car every day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because you'll just let... I mean, if that kid is willing to pass out, you'll let it happen anywhere.
Well, that's what I've been
literally
doing.
Literally anywhere. Right?
So I have me, my mom, and I have a babysitter. The three of us share the during the week while I work.
Sure.
Every single one of us, all three of us, have made a decision that we're just going to drive her around for when she sleeps for nap. I get in the car. I drive around. Oh, I just
our poor planet.
Go through a drive-through, and she sleeps for an hour and a half in the car every single day. Refuses to go into her crib though for nap time.
Oh my gosh, you have created a terrible problem for yourself. A serious thing.
All three of us, me, my mom, and my babysitter Lindsay, all three of us do the exact same thing.
What are you gonna do?
What about miles on my car? It's a lease. I'm gonna just keep driving.
Yeah, you are screwed.
You're
in big trouble.
How do you get your children to go to sleep? And I can't believe, I mean, Dakota's not my oldest. She's my youngest. I know better.
Yeah.
But you get so desperate and you don't know what to do. And they're so tired that you'll just do anything.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, I guess, it's like whiskey and Benadryl. That's what, also featured on the episodes of Shameless.
Okay.
Depending on which season you pick.
What
Pretty
do you think
much
is
all of them.
Worse, Benadryl and whiskey.
Oh, she's got allergies.
Car.
Oh, she's asleep again.
No, I think I'll just drive her around. How do you get your toddler to go to sleep? Nap time. If anybody's got some good tips, I could really use that. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. I can't get my toddler to go to sleep. I can't. The nap time has become such a battle. And, according to experts, this is what I should be doing.
So you want to make sure that naps occur in the same place as night sleep. Really try your hardest to not have that nap be in the stroller or in the car every day.
Oops. Every day in the car for an hour and a half, I drive around so many miles on my car.
It's a terrible parenting mistake that you've made, a pitfall that you created for yourself. And now you, your mom,
and our babysitter, all three of us, just take her for rides in the car for nap time. And I know it's the
terrible.
Worst thing you could do. It's Anna and Raven. How do you get your kids to take their nap? Any advice is greatly appreciated. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
A couple of things. On the days where he's really, really fighting it, sometimes we'll let him skip the nap that day and go to bed earlier. But we sometimes, when he's really, really fighting it, we'll get in the bath, you know, like we put it at bedtime. So it kind of tricks his brain into thinking, oh, it's time to sleep now.
That's actually not a bad idea. She'd be taking a bath every single day, though. Every like twice a day to get her down.
It's basically a pool.
Right?
But at that point, it's a pool.
You got to do. You throw bubbles in that bath. He plays for a while. It's like, okay, now we're going to put your sleeper on, and now we're going to go to sleep.
It's going to be the cleanest baby on the block.
Huh?
14 baths a day.
And Ann Raven, what's your trick to get your kids to go to sleep?
I know a lot of parents use white noise machines, but my son loves ocean noises. You'll hear dolphins scream and waves, and it's like you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean coming from his room.
I mean, dolphins screaming.
It's very common.
Terrifying to me, actually, but I do like dolphins, but okay.
Very calming. If you love dolphins, you love hearing them scream when you're trying to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Hey, if it works for him, listen, no judgment. I give it all to you. Like, good, whatever works.
And Ann Raven, what's your trick to get your kids to go to sleep?
Putting a fan outside of their door, it's perfect. They get the noise from the fan to help them sleep,
mm-hmm.
and I get the restriction of having to hear them go to sleep and cry when they're going to sleep. So the fan blocks out all that noise. It helps me sleep.
It works twofold.
It's perfect. She's like, I don't care if a jet lands in the middle of the house, takes out half the building, as long as I don't hear it. We're good.
I got to say, the hardest part is listening to them cry and you want to go in. So I guess if you block that, it's a plus.
It works.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your magic trick to get your child to go to sleep?
Okay, so I know that you're not supposed to have any devices before bedtime, but my girl, she really loves this YouTube video of, do you know Raffi?
Oh, yeah, Raffi,
like
brush
children's
your teeth.
Songs.
Yeah, you brush your teeth.
Yes, and so he has like there's a book that we have. It's the whale song, and it goes along with this YouTube video. So she has to like watch the video while I read the book to her. She loves it, and she won't. I go to bed without it.
Oh, this is a judgment-free zone. Whatever works, works. We don't care. Like, whatever it takes to get him to sleep.
Right. You said it's a gas. You gave her a gas. Right. And she slept for 2 days. Perfect.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
I got to look that up. I got to look up the thing.
Raffi?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, Raffi was the jam.
It's Baby Beluga.
Yeah.
Raffi. Oh, Baby Beluga.
Raffi was the jam.
Yes.
Now, if we don't play that, it's going to be in my head all day.
Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free.
Swims free.
Yeah. It's so funny. We asked on our Facebook page, and so many parents said that they play children's songs to help their kids go to sleep, which leads to the bigger question, what is the greatest kids song of all time? The one that whenever you hear it, you know every word, and even as an adult, you're kind of down with it still.
Kids in my neighborhood know Biggie.
1-800-330-9999. Best kids song of all time. You can call or text.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.